From what I know, they are a little hostile, but going up there week one, I didn't really pay any attention to it. Mindset is just going out there and executing, getting a win. But from what I know and what I hear, the stories, the legendary stories, they're pretty hostile up there.
Any example specific story you heard?
Just the old school stories about, you know, guys getting, or fans, I'm not going to be biased and say guys, having a little bit too much to drink, and they had to put a gel in the stadium, something like that. I don't know. Yeah, there we go.
Does the offense feel pressure? Do you guys feel a little bit of pressure because what the defense has to handle with Michael Vick and things like that? Do you guys feel pressure to put up points and stay up?
No, we don't feel pressure to put up points. We have confidence in our defense. Obviously, they're going to do what they do, and we just have to do what we do. Regardless of what our defense does and what their offense does, it's our job to put up points.
Greg, how much ribbing
did John Coon
get from you guys
with the throughout
the name?
Quite a bit. He's probably tired of hearing it every time somebody says his name in the meetings.
What do you guys say? Did you guys do the chant?
Yeah, we just do the chant. You know, we become fans like everybody else. Coon.
Are you really being fans, or are you being like annoying brothers?
A little bit of both. Annoying brothers and a little bit of fans. No, John's a great player to watch, obviously. He puts up every time they yell it. You know, he doesn't disappoint, that's for sure.
You guys, I mean, fans love guys like that because of their stories. I don't know how our players become fans when it got a tangled
culture. Well, it's kind of a unique situation you have to be in. You have to have the right last name.
Jennings didn't work.
Yeah, Jennings, it won't work. You know, like Moose Johnson, you know, right. Moose, you know. You got the Coon. It's almost like sound like they're booing, but they're Coon. You know, it's just perfect. You got that perfect last name, big stocky guy going in there, and you got the just the head beater all day long, hitting it hard and taking a lot of hits, but he's getting yardage, and he's making guys bounce off of him, so... You know, when you got a guy going in there doing that, he deserves those Coons.
When he comes in the red zone, the other team pretty much has an idea that the ball's going to him, but yet he's still able to do it. How's that happen?
I don't know, but I'm fine.
You know, he's got the mindset and the willpower to just overcome anything. You know, that's just his mindset and his mentality, his makeup. But, you know, we give him a hard time because it's like the red zone, we know it's Coon zone. You know, but like I said, he doesn't disappoint. He gets in that end zone for us.
You guys have had a lot of injuries, obviously, but some of they, especially in the secondary, are they as good in the playoffs as they were in week one with their personnel back there?
They are who they are, regardless of and despite any injuries they may have. You know, every team goes through that injury phase, and they've gone through it, as have we. You know, so we don't feel sorry for them. They don't feel sorry for us. You know, they have who they have back there, and it's our job to execute and exploit any opportunities we have.